Welcome to the mortgage game. I truly, truly believe that building a mortgage business, a successful one, is like playing a game. There's winners, there's losers, there's certain things you try. Some of us are playing checkers while others are playing chess. I've had the ability to coach and mentor hundreds of mortgage brokers. I myself built a very nice business. So now I want to distill all that information, all the things I've learned from that, and bring it directly to you in a simple to understand way. I hope you enjoy. All right, welcome to the Mortgage Game Podcast. Ryan Wiley here. Let's get into it. Well, that's a horrible intro. But the show must go on. Here's the thing. Lesson to learn here. I could have just stopped and redid that because I coughed 6 seconds in. But that's not how we roll here. Nothing stops and starts, stop, redo, redo, redo. Because if I do that here, then I'm going to start doing it in other pieces of my world instead of just doing it and putting it out at a 3 out of 10, a 5 out of 10, a 7 out of 10, slowly getting there. I'm not trying to put a 9 out of 10 out. I'm trying to put a 4, a 5, a 6, and slowly just keep getting better at it. So that's not what this podcast was about, me coughing. But by the way, that was a perfect example for a lot of you listening, right? The end of the day, the end of this podcast, are you really going to care that 5 seconds in I coughed? Does that change your opinion on anything? All right, lesson to be learned. Let's get into it. Okay, just going to pull up my notes. I made notes for this one. Oh my God, this is getting so official. So I have conversation with mortgage brokers all the freaking time. I do. I'm trying to stay connected to people, build relationships, build my Rolodex, and just learn what people are doing. I have the things I teach. I have the ways that I think about things. At the end of the day, you're the ones there. I've been in your shoes though, right? I'm not just a coach and a trainer that's never done this. That drives me crazy, by the way. People telling you how to do it and they've never actually freaking done it. I get it, but it drives me crazy. I'd rather someone who's in the trenches before that can like knows what I'm going through, knows like the grind and all these other things and the ups and the downs. And so I've been there. So I'm trying to stay connected with brokers in the trenches, and I am, and I learn. I teach something, they run with their version of it, they come back, report, we tweak it, they go back, they come back, report, tweak it, and then I share it with you, and then other people do it, and that's how this evolves. That's how we're at where we're at right now in our industry. A huge lack of sales and marketing training, massive lack. We're getting there, and it's just going to keep compounding here the more that I can keep spreading the word and talking to people. So I'm talking to people because you might not have the time to, or the resources, or the ability to go talk to people, and people might not share stuff with you, but they share stuff with me, as long as I don't share their names. That's the deal I have. I ask lots of questions, I'm always learning, and I just don't share their names, right? Because they don't want you reaching out. I used to do that, share names, and then people reach out and bog them down. They're like, it's all great, Ryan, but I have a business to run. Not answering Facebook Messenger questions. I go, I get it, but I still need the intel. So that's what we do. So I have some stories to share with you. These are some stories from brokers I've been talking to recently. I take notes on everything. I'm going to walk you through, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 stories, something like that. Brokers from brokers in the game for 20 years to brokers in the game for 3 months. I'm going to share their stories with you, okay? About where they're at, what they're trying, some wins they're having. Let's call this broker wins, okay? First person, we're going to call her Barb. Barb, if you're listening, it's not the real Barb. If you're listening, this is for you. This is you. So this broker, I don't know how long she's been a broker. I'm going to say, if I had to guess, it's under 5 years. Probably 4 to 5 years. And 2022, she did 8.6 million. 2023, she did 27 million. 2024, so far, 2 months in, 9 million. Okay, you do the math. That's some quick progression. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And she's jacked. She's excited, and rightfully so. I've been working with her for a while. She's come and went in different coaching I've done, and now we're doing one-on-one. And she's like, I just want to be able to call on you when I see that I need something instead of having to go sit through a bunch of training and in a group environment, and that's all great. And I used to do that, and that's awesome. But now I'm at the point where I just want access to you as I need it. And I said, okay, let's work out a deal. And so we did, and here we are. And so I'm just going to go over what her model is, because I'm like, is there one, like, what are you doing? What are you doing that's worked? Like, and here's the thing. She's running a referral-based business, which in my opinion is the quickest way to get business. And it's a great business model to have. Freaking killer to have. But it changes. It evolves over time. So a lot of you are still out there prospecting a lot of realtors, which is great. And you should be. And realtors, their stock is going back up. That blue chip stock I was talking about, I was always saying realtors are the blue chip stock for referral partners. But their stock was down. Much like Tesla stock used to be, I don't know, 900, 1,000, 1,200, down to 200, 300. I don't know the numbers, but it's there. Go buy that. Spend your time and energy. And now we're seeing people who are reaping rewards for their past 6 to 12 months of hustling their ass off. Now they have these relationships and the realtors are getting busy again. Rates are coming down. Markets are opening up. The fear factor is going down. There's some excitement in the air in the real estate world. So now they're reaping the benefits. And so something really cool happens with your business. You hustle, hustle, hustle for realtors. And you're spraying and praying at some point. At the beginning, you're going wide. You're casting a big net. You're having conversations. You might be hosting webinars for them. You're DMing, having phone calls. You're trying to sift through a lot of shit, to put it like simple. But when you sift through, you're looking for some rock stars. And then when you get the rock stars, you get the 2, 3, 4 rock stars. Then they start sending you business. And now if your process is awesome, and if you've been listening to this podcast, and you're doing the budgets and the proposals and the videos, and you're giving them that, it's a massive wow factor. And if you're not doing it, go back and listen to the videos, damn it. It'll change your business. The people who have stuck to this, it's literally changed their business overnight. Maybe not overnight, but within a couple of weeks or a couple of months. Now your process starts becoming a marketing. Your communication style, how quickly you turn around, the awesomeness you are as a mortgage broker, plus your process of how you deliver the information to people and keep it sticky and keep them coming back. Now you've got these awesome realtors who are in love with your process, who are shouting from the mountaintops about it, getting more people in. And then these people come in, and if you're asking in your process, hey, do you know anyone else that would want to take advantage of working with me? Do you know anyone else that you think my personality would align with? Do you know anyone else I could help in your circle? If you've got that woven into your client journey and you're always asking, now they start telling people. And if you've got your database marketing dialed in and it's consistently going out a minimum 2 times a month, should be weekly, you've got a machine built there and that starts working for you. And so you start having these awesome realtors sending you stuff. And then you ask the realtors, do you know any more people? And they're going to send you another realtor or two. And then you get these clients and you're asking them, do you know any more people? And then they start sending you their awesome friends, colleagues, family. And then your database marketing is catching people. And then all of a sudden, now you start turning your book. When interest rates are going down, you can turn your book. When people need renewals, turn your book. When you start doing webinars or talking about investment properties or cash damming, you turn your book. So then all these things start happening. And now you don't have to go do the wide prospecting on realtors. Because guess what? Really good realtors will find you. They'll find you through your social, and then they'll learn about you, and then they'll see your process, and they'll hear the word on the street as you know what you're doing. And all of a sudden it starts, there's this huge snowball effect. So for those of you who are so early on and you can't see out of the forest, and you're caught up just trying to get one or two realtors to send you consistent good deals, it gets better. But there's a difference. There's a big, big difference. Every story I'm going to talk to you about today, they all have something in common. They do. They are hustlers. I've coached them all. They do not need to be motivated to do things. They are raring to go. They are well-oiled machines, race cars going, what direction, what racetrack, where am I going, Ryan? Just point me in the right direction. I might run into a wall, a little wall, but if you just move me over a little bit, I'm going to just scrape the wall. And if you move me over a little bit more, I'm going to miss that wall. And then I'm going to attack another wall. And if you just move me a little more and just kind of try to keep me off the walls, Ryan, but I'm going to be going so fast that I'm inevitably going to scrape walls. It's going to happen. And I freaking love it. They just go. Everyone, I'm going to touch on a couple stories. I might go deeper on some, but it's interesting. And so something else everyone here has in common that I'm going to share with you. and this is just in general for sales, because we are in a sales game, the biggest difference between someone doing 80 million, don't know why I picked that number, but I did, and someone doing 5 million a year is this. Before we do that, though, this podcast is brought to you by green tea. Yeah, green tea. That's where we're at, kids. I'm drinking green tea. Oh, it's just okay. Okay. So the biggest difference between the 80 million producer and the $5 million producer, how about that for a hook and leave you, right? The $80 million person usually is not smarter. Usually doesn't have a fancy strategy. There's obviously people there that do that, but they don't hang their hat on, I have this ninja thing that no one else has. The simplest way to put it, the biggest difference is they put more offers out there. They put more offers out into the universe. And an offer is you offering to help someone. How do people know? If you're waiting for people to ask you for help, your business will die. It definitely won't grow. So if you can A, be in front of people as much as possible, staying top of mind through email, DM, social, and you can put the most amount of offers out through DM, emails, and social. If you want to do call and text, sure. If you do that, you win. These people, they're putting more offers out. They're asking more people, hey, do you need my help? You don't. Hey, I'm a mortgage broker. Do you need my help? No. Hey, and they're using hooks to do it, which one of our students is doing quite successfully. Hey, do you want me to help make your mortgage tax deductible? No, you don't. How about you? Yeah. Okay, cool. Come over here. You come in the store. I'm going to go over here. Hey, do you know anyone who has a renewal up the next 12 months? Do you have any mortgage concerns the next 12 months? Is your mortgage? No. Okay. Do you have cash flow problems, or maybe want to look at your mortgage and see if we can, like, and they're just firing out offers. But a lot of people, they're doing it, but they're not doing it enough. Not with enough velocity, not fast enough. Speed kills in a good way. Go. By the time you're doing your seventh offer with your circle and your network, which we all have bigger networks than we think, the top producers are on their 107th offer. So they're getting way more no's than you. But it comes with a lot more wins and yeses. Seriously, if you can boil down your business and it's not where you want to be, you're not putting enough offers out into the world directly in front of someone. You're not sending enough emails asking if they have questions. What can you do to help? Do you want to make your mortgage tax deductible? Do you want to come to my webinar? Do you want to jump on a call for an audit? Do you want me to give you a no strings attached review of your mortgage? Do you have a mortgage coming up for renewal? Like, you're not asking that. Same with your social. If you're putting content out there and just hoping people are going to just reach out to you, it's bonkers. It's crazy. Crazy town. Start DMing people, your circle, really good things start to happen. Hell yeah, you're going to get a lot of no's, but you're going to get a lot of yeses. You're going to put money in the bank account. That's why we're doing this. Come on. It's a numbers game. I know you've heard that before, but that's the biggest difference I've seen. The top producers put way more offers out. That's it. Nothing fancy. Just so happens they're using webinars. They're using social media. They're using database marketing. They're using phone calls. They're using things to put offers in front of people. If you can count on your hand how many offers you put in front of someone in a week, there's no way you will grow your business. Right? We have people right now in some of our groups putting out 20 to 40 a day through social. Yeah. But guess what? Their pipeline's full. They're missing coaching calls now because they have too many calls and too many applications to work, too much business. One of them's been a mortgage broker for 6 to 8 months. So it's interesting. Okay. So I'm just going to share some things. That last person I talked about that went from 8.6 to 27 million and then now on pace for who knows, 9 million in the first 2 months. 40% of her business comes from social. 40%. Does a content day once a month. Content day. If you've heard me talk, that's what we do. Content day once a month, combination of videos and static posts. posts a lot inside Facebook groups, has hired someone to do all that editing and posting and uploading and content schedule. Sure, investing in her business, well over $1,000 a month to get someone to do all that. She's not even doing DM. She's leaving money on the table because guess what? Now she doesn't have a lead problem. In her words, she gets 4 leads a day. 4 leads a day from realtors, her database, and social. Would you like 4 leads a day? Well, she's tenacious and she works 12-hour days and she doesn't take a lot of vacations. And she did 8.6 million and this year she'll probably do 40 to 50. So that's why. And the amount of offers she puts out there is intense. It's awesome, but it's hard work. It's freaking hard, man. It's really hard. But now her problem isn't leads. Now her problem is team. Hiring the right fulfillment person, getting them trained up, because that will solve. That's the one problem that will solve many other in her business. Because now she's getting to the point, I wouldn't say burned out, but you can just see Barb. It's not her name, but Barb. I can see. I've been where you're at. I can see where you're juggling a lot of balls. That fulfillment will solve a lot of things. And you know that. And we're going to talk about that in our next coaching session. Right? Because I know you have someone to hire. So that's Barb. That's what she's doing. It's pretty phenomenal. Pretty simple. Oh, one other thing she's doing. Sorry. She does one webinar a month. She changes up the webinars. And she brings it out to her realtor circle and her database. And just says, come on to the webinar. And she doesn't even have drip campaigns going out after the webinar. So today we laid out on our coaching call, she's like, how can I get people, more people to the webinar? Last one I had 20 and I got 4 renewal calls booked from it. It was a renewal webinar. I'm like, that's really good. It's really good. But there's no follow-up. So I gave her this simple plan. I said, take your webinar, your slide deck. It was probably 30, maybe 25 slides. Create sneak peek with some hooks to get people to the webinar. So pull out two slides. Put them up on your screen, record your screen and go, hey, if you want to run a hook, hey, if you want to make the mistake, the number one mistake most people at renewal time make is they sign the bank offer, sent in the mail with no consultation, no checking out the competition's offering, no advice, just sign here, press hard, easy peasy, bank's counting on you. Don't make that mistakes. That's a slide in the slide deck, in the presentation, in the webinar. She's showing that. Next email, show something, a sneak peek of the webinar. Give them a hook of why they need to come. I'm going to show you how to save money at renewal time. It's way easier than you think. Here's an example of a family I helped. Scenario A was them. Scenario B is what I offered, which is renewal, go across the street. Scenario C is we did a complete refi to improve cash flow. But they were stuck on scenario A and they could have just signed and missed out. That's a video. That gets people to the webinar. After the webinar, you've got this list of 20 people. You need to market to those 20 people 3 times in a week. First one is you send to everyone who signed up, not just the people who showed up. Everyone should get a recording. So those 20 people go into a 3 email drip. First one is just, hey, I hope you enjoyed the webinar. Give a quick testimonial in there and go, here's the recording of the webinar. If you want to chat, there's a big red easy button below that, which goes to your calendar. And there have a big red easy button as your call to action inside your email. And then the next two are sharing stories of families you've helped. And if you haven't helped families, then make up a family. Let's take the Johnson family, for instance. Their bank gave them an offer of 549, 5-year fixed. And they, if they were to come into my world, this is how the conversation would go. And then why the 5 fixed? Why not a 3 or why not a 2? Why a variable? Are you still the same job? Has something changed? Do you want to go back to school? Do you have any unsecured debt? Are you looking to buy an investment property? What's your main goal with this? How are your finance? Like, that's the journey I take the Johnson family on. Or they could just sign here and carry on with no advice. If you want me to look at your scenario in 15 minutes, no strings attached, click the big red easy button below this video. Right? So 3 emails go out after. So this was the coaching session I had with her. By the way, I'm not taking on coaching students, but if you want me to coach you one-on-one, message me on Instagram and just say, hey, Ryan, I'm interested. 3-hour packages. I have a waiting list. I will be onboarding more students at some point. But if you're interested, let me know because we can cut through a lot of stuff, a lot of noise, and save you a lot of time and get you making money quicker. Okay. So this is an instance. She's running the webinar, doing the social media, putting out offers out there, and she's going to go from 8 to 45, 50 million in 2 years. right? And now she's going to be hiring fulfillment and has him an assistant. It's pretty spectacular. I have another agent who I don't have any more long stories like that. I'm just going to give you quick examples. But another agent who's been licensed for less than 1 year, and she puts out more offers than people I know have been mortgage brokers for 4 years already. Hitting up all Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn contacts, not even looking for new contacts. People she's already connected with, recording a video, introducing herself and what she does for a living, and firing that out to 40 people a day. Sorry, she's doing 20 people a day across two platforms, 10 and 10, and split testing and testing. And she's working on application, book calls, and getting in front of realtors who she's opened, didn't even know they're a realtor. Very simple, simple model. Another student who took one of our hooks. First off, this podcast is brought to you by tea that is green. Oh, it's just okay. I feel like I need water. One sec here, kids. I need water. I think my kids drank a little water. Oh, here's one. It's always a mystery what's in these bottles, what the kids are at. Okay, I apologize. For those of you, if this is your first podcast you've ever listened to with me, you're probably like, what the hell? But once again, you just saw the value I just spit out there, right? Do you really care if I'm drinking water or tea? If you do, that's a you problem. But you get what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to get it done. So we have another student, ran with one of the hooks of cash damming, which is making your mortgage tax deductible. And he follows the show don't tell mentality, which is my favorite. And he went on social media and did 12 posts. And out of those 12 posts, he has, it's either 40 or 50 leads, which, and right now, $35,000 of applications from 12 posts. And he showed, don't tell, he showed examples of how you can make your mortgage tax deductible and broke it in a simple manner and green screened it and did a 60 to 90 second video behind him on social. It got so many people talking with such a unique hook about how to make your mortgage tax deductible, which is cash damming, by the way, which we teach in Strategy Hub, by the way. He's got $35,000 worth of applications here. Once again, this guy's a hustler. Let's call him Bob. Bob's a hustler. Doesn't need to be motivated, just needs to be shown where to go and just help him not run into walls. But he's going so fast, he's going to run into walls. It's just he doesn't want head-on collisions, so we help him navigate that. A lot of you aren't going fast enough. So even if I coach you on something, you are never going to hit the freaking wall anyways. You are always going to stay in the middle because you're going so slow and you're playing it so safe and you're shoulder checking all the time and you're wondering if you got the right tires on and what the air pressure is. And you're looking around, is my mirrors right? Do I have my fire suit on? Is my helmet right? Like, I don't know. And you're looking around, geez, I wonder if I, should have eaten that for breakfast. Meanwhile, the other people are zoom, zoom, scraping walls, going around, getting better at the track with help, coaching all around them, and they're lapping you. You're getting lapped. You are. A lot of you are just getting lapped by people going so fast. You need to go fast because guess what? You learn quicker, you make way more mistakes way quicker, you fall on your ass way quicker, you fall down, you suck at what you do, you realize I don't want to do that because I did it 100 times. I don't like it. I don't like the way it made me feel. I'm going to switch gears and go over here. But if you're doing things at three at a time, five at a time, and it takes you 6 weeks to get to the 100, where the other person takes them 3 days, like who do you think's farther along? Right. So love that, Bob. Let's call him Bob. Then we have another girl. Let's call her Jen. She finally did her first webinar and she's been hustling her ass off, like very motivated, working remotely. Ran her first webinar. Had 14 people sign up. It was on cash jamming. Had 10 people show up. Screwed up how to use the chat function on Zoom. People couldn't ask questions. Screwed it up. That's okay. All 14 people signed up, all 10 showed up. Where 10 of those showed up and they were all referrals from realtors. This was her first webinar, the first of many. She ran into some walls. But the next one, she's not going to hit as many walls. She's going to keep going. She's like, I get it now. I get it. I see the model. I get it. I'm like, yeah. Yes, please. Stay with it. Another one, a smaller one, but this was a seasoned agent who's been around a while. just sort of got like that fat turkey style where it just like stopped working because maybe fat turkey is the wrong way. He's not a fat turkey, but you get it. Just like you've been eating so much, you're like you're full, you're not starving, you're not hungry with all the deals, and then you're like, oh shit, I gotta like re-look at some things. And he just took a couple little things from the coaching. And what he took, because everyone's gonna take different things. He took how to use hooks to open up conversations with realtors and clients and how to bring those in discovery calls. So instead of just telling people you do refinances, people don't know what that is. They don't know why it benefits them. Instead, you're going to tell them, I can help you save $500 to $1,000 a month in cash flow. I can reduce your expenses by that. 15 minutes, no strings attached. Let me take a look. Instead of telling realtors you're going to do a first-time homebuyer seminar, tell the realtor, hey, I'm going to run a first-time homebuyer seminar. The goal is to get you 5 new deals in 2024. So if you bring your clients, be 5 new deals for you. We'll find 5 deals in your database. I know from running enough webinars, 1 out of every 7 people you bring will close into a deal in the first 6 months. If you tell a realtor that, that's a great hook. And it's true. If you keep going with it, those numbers don't lie. Now, then we have another lady. Let's call her, I don't know, Georgina. I don't know why the names are getting complicated. Let's call her Georgina. So Georgina is, once again, super motivated. Like every time I talk, she's just go, go, go. And I'm like, oh, so awesome. And she's trying so many things and she's getting so frustrated. And we eventually had to step back and go, what's the pipeline look like? How many deals have you done? And she's like, oh, no. It's working, Ryan. I used to do Google ads. I used to spend $30,000 a year in Google ads. This is working so well, I shut that off. I don't do that anymore. I do this. In the past 8 months, I have a full pipeline. I work long days and it's complicated and it's hard, but I keep my head down. I trust the process and my pipeline is full. She's on social. She's in her database marketing. She's running webinars over and over and over again. She's finding her voice. It's going to click one day for all of you. Some of you, it has already. You're just listening to listen, which is cool. It's going to click for all of you at some point. Now, here's the cool part about coaching. I teach a lot of different things. I teach you simple business models, simple prospecting models. I teach you webinar models. I teach advanced mortgage strategies that are really hard to learn. We stack strategy on top of strategies and we teach you that. I teach social media, how to record your script, how to make your script, how to record it, how to do the editing, how to post it, when to post it, what platform, how to prospect through DMs, how to build a posting schedule, how to like CC. I coach on a lot of different things. Each and every person comes into my world and they pick out things here and there. It's like they're at the grocery store, they're picking out what they want. Some are like, Ryan, what should I do? And I'm like, well, try that path. And some are, but I'm like, go and try them all. And then you, as a responsible business owner, the CEO of your company, decide which one works for you. I could pigeonhole myself and go into one little niche. I could, and probably build a very nice coaching business. But I chose not to. I chose to go a little wider because I have very good skill sets in a lot of these areas. And I can help build the marketing around it for you. Marketing can be wider. And then you choose what path you want to go on, and we'll help you get there. Right? Social, webinars, database marketing, crushing your discovery call. Basic prospecting, more complicated prospecting, hosting an event in person, live, recorded, funnels, marketing, like advanced strategies, like this kind of stuff. But you don't know until, and there's not one size that fits all. So you need to come in and you need to play around and check things out and then decide which one you want to go deep on. And every person in here is they're finding their lane. They're finding which surface they like to play tennis on. I don't know where I come up with these analogies. I don't. I just do. It's one of my superpowers. I have like 4 superpowers. This is one of them. You know, you got the tennis players, you got hard court, then you have clay, and you have grass, and then there's like indoor, outdoor. So all of those, very, very rarely does someone come along and crush it on all. You've got your clay expert, which was Nadal. Then you have your grass expert, which was Federer. Right? And then you have hard court, which was Djokovic. If you know tennis, you know what I'm talking about. And then some of them cross over here and there. But usually there's some people, Spaniards are very good on clay, but not so good on hard courts where they grew up playing. Some people are really good on grass. The same thing with this. Some of you are going to be grass court players, but you got to go play on the circuit and figure it out. And you also need to play on the circuit. They play all of the surfaces. But you might knock one out of the park and just be okay at the others, but that's okay. You need to be okay. Otherwise, you won't move up the world rankings. So, want to share that. Let me see if I have another one here. Okay, last one. Yes, last one here. Let's call him Billy. Billy Bob. We had Bob, now this is Billy Bob. So this agent's 2 years in, and he came to me and he said, Ryan, what should I do? And I said, it's not for me to judge what you should do. What have you already done? What do you like? Let's start there. He runs through it all. I'm like, okay. I'm like, have you tried webinars? He's like, I don't know what to do. But I said, okay. Can you commit to it for 6 months? Like, that's all you do is try to get people to a webinar, host a webinar, build an email campaign to follow up after the webinar, build a marketing campaign to get people to the webinar. And let's start with realtors and referral partners and get them there. And then let's like market after and let's run not one a month, let's run one a quarter, and let's pick two or three topics and cycle through. And the appeal to referral partners will be, we're going to appeal to your database to from different angles to try and find you business. That's why you need to bring people. That model. Does that model, can we do that model? Yeah, I like to do that model. Okay, he's been running this model for, I'd say, probably 9 months now, 8 or 9 months. And he hasn't quit it because he's like, I see it. I like it. It's awesome. And now he's layered on the social on top of it to help push people. But he started with figuring out his webinar model and I helped him get there. And then how do we fill the room? I helped him get there. How do we market to people after? I helped him get there. Then let's put on the social, which will just help build your brand and get more people to the webinar. And so we did that. And so he started to see results the past 6 months. It took him 3 months of really getting his ground going. And in the 6 months of doing, he did two webinars in those 6 months. And with all the follow-up emails where he makes as much or more money in the follow-up emails with people as he does people who actually show up, he's done 27 million. 27 million. 64 deals from the webinars. Yeah. You're like, whoa. Yeah. But didn't have to be motivated, puts out a ton of offers through all his social, all his contacts, all his emails, stuck to one model for 6 months, right? So that's it. I wanted to share some stories with you. Hopefully you found some stuff in there. I'm sure you did. If you have questions, hit me up on Instagram. I might answer. I'll try to. Okay, I'll try to get to them all. If you just want to say hi, I'd love that too. Okay, this was a longer one, but I think it was warranted. Those are broker wins. I'm Ryan Wiley. This is The Mortgage Gang. We'll see you next week. Peace out.